Is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Matt Piper. Tariffs on hold for now, at least some of them. President Trump says he's pausing 25% U.S. tariffs targeting imports from Mexico for a month, as our Adrian Bard reports from Mexico City.
Mexico agreed to reinforce its northern border with 10,000 troops effective immediately to help stave off fentanyl trafficking. President Sheinbaum said Mr. Trump agreed the U.S. would work harder to stop the trafficking of high-powered weapons to Mexico. On the trade agreement, she said the U.S. and Mexico created a new working group effective today.
Trump says he's speaking with Canada's prime minister next hour and with China within 24 hours. Tariffs against those countries are set to take effect at midnight. It oversees humanitarian and security programs in 120 countries around the world. But correspondent Kevin McCormick says U.S. aid is on the chopping block from President Trump.
Secretary of State Marco Rubio in El Salvador told reporters he's very troubled by reports the agency wasn't cooperating with the administration in its review of what was being spent.
Every dollar we spend and every program we fund will be aligned with the national interest of the United States. USAID has a history of sort of ignoring that and deciding that there's somehow a global charity separate from the national interest. These are taxpayer dollars.
Rubio will now be the acting administrator as the agency is merged with the State Department, and there will be significant job cuts.
Democratic lawmakers have protested the move, saying Trump lacks constitutional authority to shut down U.S. aid without congressional approval. Now to the latest on the Washington, D.C. plane crash from last week. Crews have removed one of the plane's two engines and a large section of fuselage from the bottom of the Potomac River. Our Skylar Henry says the plane broke into at least three parts, and there are still bodies underwater.
There are still 12 remains that are still unaccounted for. Officials indicated yesterday that they believe that the removal of this wreckage could help divers and others find those 12 remains.
On the Philadelphia plane crash where seven people were killed, the number of injured has just now risen to 24 people. Four remain hospitalized, three of whom are in critical condition. Super Bowl 59 is Sunday in the city of New Orleans. Mayor LaToya Cantrell says they're ready.
We know that we're built to host. We know that we're second to none when it comes to our culture and just the magic that this city has to offer.
And it marks the 11th time the city has hosted the event. Get your Cowboy Carter boots out.
Now I'm going to need all my cowboys to dance.
After her big night at the Grammys, Beyonce announces her Cowboy Carter tour. The 22-stop tour kicks off April 28th in Los Angeles. This is CBS News.
Think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all your car care needs. Get the parts and service you need fast from the professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
From the WRJN Radio Park Newsroom, I'm Stuart J. Waddles with a quick news update. Racine-based Johnson Outdoors has announced a $15 million loss for its fiscal first quarter. The outdoor recreation equipment manufacturer says the downturn is due to market challenges, and they note that the first quarter historically generates their lowest sales. A 21-year-old Menards employee in Burlington was fatally struck by a coworker's vehicle in the store's parking lot last night. It happened as both employees were leaving the closed store. The 20-year-old driver is cooperating with police. The Racine City Council will discuss allocating $2.1 million in funds at an upcoming meeting. That includes a significant grant for the Lincoln King Community Center and improvements to Ohio Street. There's more at RacineCountyEye.com. And Racine County has approved funding for a single-lane roundabout at the intersections of Highways K and V. That's an intersection that's seen 54 accidents and 16 injuries over the last 5 years. And that's news on WRJN. I'm Stuart J. Waddles. News at the top and bottom of the hour, or anytime at WRJN.com.
Another loss for the Bucks. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Bucks had the lead but lost at home last night to the Memphis Grizzlies, 132-119. Giannis had 30 points, Chris Middleton with 20. Damian Lillard asked how Milwaukee's now lost to the Grizzlies 7 games in a row.
They got a lot of depth, so they're constantly bringing in different bodies, and they all fly around, they crash the glass. You know, to beat a team like this, you got to match that energy.
The Bucks are in Oklahoma City tonight against the Thunder. The Badgers are back home tomorrow night against Indiana. They picked up a win at Northwestern over the weekend. NFL. In New Orleans, the Chiefs and the Eagles getting ready for the Super Bowl this Sunday. If Kansas City wins, that would make Patrick Mahomes a three-peat champion, like Michael Jordan or baseball's Derek Jeter.
I'm watching them and listening to things when they talk about. That's helped shape my career and how I have to work. And obviously, that's a long way, so I feel like, still for me to go to be mentioned with those guys, but I'll try to do whatever I can to be close enough as I can be.
That's the Chiefs quarterback, Patrick Mahomes. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
Overcast and dreary. A few spotty sprinkles and mild temperatures in the upper 30s. Winds are breezy, though, and they'll stay that way tonight and through tomorrow, taking our temperatures down to the teens by early tomorrow morning and only letting them climb to the mid-20s. Plus, we'll have wind chills on top of that. I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot. Right now, it's 35.
When your baby don't love you, kind of a drag. When you know she's been untrue. Oh, listen to me when I'm speaking, 'cause you know the words I've been saying. I know that you've been cheating.
News and timeless hits, WRJN. Good afternoon. It's Kurt Vollman. Stuart J. Waddles is in the studio. How you doing, Stuart?
Hey, Kurt. How you doing, bud?
Doing all right. Super Bowl is all set for this weekend, and it says here, tell me if you believe this.
Okay.
26% of Americans say that God personally determines who wins the Super Bowl.
Well, I guess. I mean, sure. I'll go along with that.
You think God determines the Super Bowl winner?
No, I'll go along with 26% people believe in that. That's what, I think it might be more, and people aren't being honest with the...
I think it might be more. Okay. Yeah, I mean, yeah. Forget the fact that, you know, they have terrific, gifted athletic abilities. They have fast feet. They have strategies on the field that are, you know, cunning. But no.
God. I mean, I guess I'd argue that if you're a believer, that anything that happens is...
Well, that's... Okay.
I'm guessing maybe going a little deep here, but yeah, I also think that God doesn't like the Eagles, so
so the Chiefs are going to win?
We'll see. Yeah.
Let's see. The survey showed that 26% of Americans and 27% of those who describe themselves as sports fans believe that God plays a role in determining which team is going to win a sporting event, and the majority of Americans, 71%, disagree. So...
All right. Yeah, I'll go along with that. It's always interesting to hear the post game talk of happens in college football. You watch a lot of college football?
Not a lot.
Almost after every single game, whoever gets interviewed, I would like to first thank Lord and Savior.
Sure. Well, why not?
I guess I'm a little surprised by the numbers that you're bringing forward.
I'm just looking forward to the snacks.
Yeah.
That's all I need.
What's on the top of your list?
Don't know yet. What do you recommend?
You make some of that French onion dip. That's always good. Yeah. Nice and easy. You get some cream cheese and you mix in the French onion mix and dipping going on.
I like it.
Yeah.
All right, there's Stuart J. Waddles. He keeps us up to date with local news throughout the day on WRJN.